celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Jealousy, anger, betrayal. Where love is for the highest bidder, there can be no trust. Without trust, there is no love. Jealousy, yes, jealousy will drive you mad. Roxanne, you don't have to put on that red light.
Better believe it. We are live here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. And, of course, you know, Jared is at the helm and goes, what do you want to start with tonight? I am with one of my favorite people on the planet. That's Nathan Parmalee. I just did so much and have enjoyed. He is, well, your title changes all the time. What's your official title now with the Civic Auditorium? What's your title?
Oh, you cracked me up. And that is an absolutely true story.
It's true. So where are you right now?
Because in our learning, growing curve, as we master what we're doing, our responsibilities adjust and mold and change with our expanding knowledge base. So right now,
what's your hyphenation?
Is Booking and Marketing Manager. And
okay.
I think it started at Talent Director, then it evolved to Talent Buyer. And basically the reason why I am referred to as a Booking Manager now is because we, as Advanced Reading, are buying shows, booking artists direct. So I'm talking with agents Nashville, L.A., New York, negotiating deals, but then I'm also working with outside promoters who are renting our venue to bring artists in. So,
oh, that's cool.
Because it's a multifaceted thing, it feels like booking manager is more appropriate.
Booking manager. Okay, so we are here. This is the 29th, Thursday the 29th, so this is not a pre-recorded show. We are here live, and I just drove in from Sacramento today. I was just there overnight, and Nathan has been such a great sport. Like I said, he's a very good friend, and I love the whole idea about arts and performance and the whole thing that goes behind what it takes to run a theater, to run an arena, and to book it, to deal with the agents, to deal with, you know, the time issues, be able to put them in there, maybe why they're touring, and put them in there en route between maybe Portland and Sacramento or en route to San Francisco. And there's a lot of negotiating. There's a lot of what it is to just have finesse and work to earn your respect. I only know this from many years of what it is to have booked acts myself or been involved with an idea. And, you know, you just don't walk in the door and money doesn't. All the money in the world, you have to earn this certain kind of a likeness where somebody wants to take your call, give you the 15 minutes to sit down with you. And Nathan, you have been so wonderful on, for the Civic to be able to, bring in some of the acts that you have. You've got incredible names. We're going to go down some of the list of the roster that's on, and maybe you're going to share tonight. I don't know. We've got a couple, three surprises because they're always in the works. There's always stuff in the works in between, you know, moments that you don't even know, and they drop in. And sometimes they want to drop in, and there's other events that are scheduled, and that's frustrating because there's been super big, huge stars that have wanted to come into Reading, and they only have one date. And so we need to respect and honor the fact that what it feels like if you said, hey, come and visit me sometime, and you had, just pretend, Bruce Springsteen comes through Reading and wants to come visit you, but you say, oh, I can't do that because I have a brunch. I've scheduled a brunch at my house, and you can't come by. I mean, I'd love to see you, but you can't come by with your band, E Street Band, and perform because I've committed to this brunch. And so that kind of thing, I mean, it sounds really out there. It's a weird analogy or a weird comparison, but that is what goes on with you.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I mean, it is, it's relationship in the industry. And, you know, I mean, at the genesis of, you know, Advance Reading taking over management of the Civic, it, especially when it came to the space of booking talent and, you know, booking shows, the management company was definitely in a learning curve. But in the role that I was in, I just jumped in with both feet and figured it out. And just having a professional sales and marketing background, I know the value of building relationships. So that's where I started.
Well, again, if you're just tuning in, this is Linda Bodd, along with my special guest, Nathan Parmalee, who is booking all the acts at the Reading Civic. And we are live. And in case you hear like a little bit of a weird sound in the background, it's because we've got a fan. A fan is blowing in the studio because I will refuse to sit here in my sweat. And we have an air conditioning issue. I know that it's kind of seems to be, you know, going across town, but right here in our Shervin Square building, our studios, the air conditioning has gone out. So we've got fans everywhere, and I put a fan in the studio. So if you're hearing a little thing in the background, that's what it is. But we're live, and Nathan was a good sport to come on. And I just really want to thank my sponsors before we go into the next segment. And we talk about some of the great acts that are at the Civic. I want to talk about our sponsors. First of all, our title sponsor. Thank you, Nathan, that you have been a big sponsor. And that's not why I have you on. I have you. I mean, we have lunch. Before you ever did this, we've known each other for 3 or 4 years. And I just enjoy talking about the business with you, the biz, the backstage biz, what goes on with acts. I've enjoyed curating that with you, that friendship, that you've let me in on some of the things that a lot of people don't know. And I really appreciate that. So the Reading Civic is the lead sponsor of the North State Now show. Now, you know, I'm here the first and the if there's 5 Thursdays in a month, I'm here the first and the fifth. I did not want to do a pre-recorded show because I had the opportunity to have Nathan on tonight. So I thought it was really great to be able to fill that spot, make it live. The second, of course, we have Heroes of the North State with Michelle Slade, we have Enjoy the Magazine, and we have Dr. Orna Gill. She would have been on Thursday night. However, we had the fires that once again scared us all, and she had to evacuate from Tierra Oaks. Many of my friends had to evacuate, and so we have to always be mindful of the fact that there's just a lot of that is going on in our lives, and just be forgiving if somebody's late. If somebody, you just have to be forgiving right now. There's a lot of issues that are going on that are not controllable, such as the fires. And we do know that there were 7 houses that were lost in that fire. I went to the mail biz where I sent something to my best girlfriend in L.A. and one of the gals there. And I love going there because they take care of me. She said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just so tired. I go, why? And she goes, I just got, this is on a Monday. She said, I just got my back in my house on Sunday, last night. I go, she goes, I was evacuated. I'm right up there on Bear Mountain Road. And she goes, we got back in on, I said, well, what was that like? She said, oh my God, we had to, you know, evacuated. We'd moved down to where my mom's house, which is like, you know, half a mile down the road. But, and so we had everything ready for there in case it jumped again. But seven houses behind her were burnt down. And the fire did hit part of her property. It didn't burn anything but the land. I don't mean but. There's no but in there. You know, but sounds like it's a throwaway. There's nothing that becomes, when it comes to the fact that many people are walking around with PTSD now from the fires of last year and then again this year, we just need to take a chill pill and understand and realize and rationalize our time of on other people, a grace. So thank you, Civic, for doing this, as well as Shasta Regional Medical Center, Carlene's Bar and Grill, Black Bear Diner, and I really appreciate those sponsors. And we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5. This is Linda Bott. We're going to have a good time talking about things that are happening at the Civic. And Jared's at the helm, and we're live. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobad. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Linda Bott. We are live here on the 29th, Thursday the 29th. Oh, my God, we have just a few more days before we go into September. But a wonderful end of the summer, hopefully. And welcome back to the show. I'm here with my good friend, who I adore, Nathan Parmalee.
I adore you, too.
And you are the booking agent and, of course, advertising and marketing as well with the Civic, Reading Civic. But you've got a show coming up. Why don't you tell us about? We came in with Peggy Sue, which, of course, is a Buddy Holly tune.
Yeah. There's a really fun thing happening in the entertainment industry right now. They've developed a hologram technology, and they are actually starting to tour the holograms of previous entertainers who have passed. And we have a really fun show coming up at the Civic of Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly. It's the Rock and Roll Dream Tour, and it's happening Friday, September the 20th. So we are really excited to see how that's going to play out on the stage. I've seen videos of the performance, and it's been expressed to me that it's literally like they are in the room. It's
well,
quite a thing to experience.
Well, they've done that a couple of the entertainment music shows, like
yes.
which would be very, very cool. I think Madonna did it at
Billboard.
Yeah,
there
Billboard
was a recent
yes.
Billboard award show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was definitely some augmented reality, virtual reality stuff happening there, and it had a really incredible visual effect.
So this is remastered audio from the 1950s, and there will be a live band.
That's
so
correct.
It's basically like Roy Orbison,
yep.
Which would be like, is it footage from something he's done in the past?
Yes.
They had to capture.
Absolutely.
And then Buddy Holly.
Yep.
Stuff he's done in the past. And
yep.
So we're like watching them in concert.
Literally. Yeah. And it literally has the look and feel of a live performance because it's the actual manifestation of an actual form in the form of a hologram.
So that's coming up Friday.
Yeah.
I mean.
September 20th.
September
yep.
20th.
Yep.
At 7:30. Tickets are. And this
super
is what
affordable.
I love. $33.
Yep.
To $60.
That's right.
You can go if you're a fan, because I know that I'm a fan of both of these artists and the music they've written.
Yep.
Hologram show.
Yeah.
And be the first. You know, we like cutting edge.
Totally.
So why not do it right here at the Reading Civic? And this is what we love about what you're doing.
Yeah.
You, Nathan, and your team.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bringing in stuff like this, shows like this that, you know, that are just, you have to be able to support it with your staff. And
totally.
You couldn't do this in some of the smaller theaters.
No, that's right. I mean, the fact that the Reading Civic Auditorium has such a large stage and that we can handle so much production and that we have 2,000 seats, you know, really is very unique for a community of our size.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually affords us opportunity to book some really cool shows.
All right. So now that's exciting. Do we have anything? Do you have a Roy Orbison that, okay, can we just play a little of that as well?
Only the lonely know the heartache I've been through.
I don't know if you know this, but when Elvis was asked who his favorite singer was, Roy Orbison.
Wow.
Elvis.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I know that he's a highly regarded, highly revered artist by, you know, many other artists
mm-hmm.
and musicians.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. Okay, so then coming up after that, we're going to just go down this list of what you have here. Now, is there something that you're secretly sandwiching between Roy Orbison and Billy Currington?
Well, we are always dropping in new shows. I am not anticipating anything in between those two. But we are, you know, there's this whole dynamic around the process of booking a show. And when I get that little special email from the agent that says so-and-so is confirmed. But we're not announcing until the middle of September.
Oh. You know,
I have a few of those coming up. So
oh.
We're in that sort of. I am
oh.
a ginormous tease. I love teasing. It's super fun. I love living in the space of anticipation. That's what this is all about.
So
we have a really fun. I'm gonna digress a little, but okay. I'm gonna take a liberty here.
Okay, a liberty.
Liberty. So the space that I work the hardest in terms of getting a category of entertainment to Reading, is in the rock space,
right?
Specifically,
because you know it sells well.
That's right.
Totally.
But Reading does not have a robust history of lots of rock acts playing here. And when I talk about history, I'm not talking about what happened in the 80s, you know, because everybody's told me every band that's ever been here in the 80s. That's not what I'm talking about. All those agents are gone. They're not, you know, we're talking, when I talk about history, I'm talking about what's happened in the last 15 years.
Okay.
And we don't have a lot of history, and that makes it challenging to book that category, because the agents are like, well, how did so-and-so do? Well, how many tickets did they sell? You know, because they're trying to put these bands in markets that make sense.
Right.
So I have to work three times as hard to get rock acts here. And we're getting outbid, you know, by Reno and Sacramento and the Bay Area. But I am going after that all day long. I put a lot of effort into getting that category booked. So all of that to say, I have gotten a really freaking cool rock act booked that we are not ready to announce yet. But we will be announcing in the middle of September. And everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, that's so freaking awesome.
And then you'll have like a window of a day or two to buy tickets.
That's right. So our typical rollout is we typically announce on Monday. We'll do a venue presale on Wednesday. So you want to go to readingcivic.com and you want to sign up for that email. At the bottom of our website, we have a spot for you to put your email address in there. And then Wednesday morning, we are going to send you an email with a link to buy pre-sale tickets, and you will be able to buy tickets before they go on sale to the general public. And then the general public typically buys Friday morning.
So please tell me, there are three acts that I would like to see. Doobie Brothers. I would like to see, why can't I think of, she's a rich girl, and she's gone too far, and you know it all happened anyway. Oh, come on. Help me here. Look it up there for me, buddy.
Daryl Hall and Lauren Mitchell.
Oh. Hall and Oates.
Oh.
Right.
I need to write them down.
Love.
They're
them.
Actually
love,
not.
Love, 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 love to see them.
They're not on.
And
not
I know there. Because I am such a sucker, I don't even know if they perform anymore. Air Supply. I'm all out of love. Can't live without you.
I think...
No longer together.
Hold on. You know what? I have.
And I love the Doobie Brothers.
I have an insider's resource.
Okay.
Here. I can.
So the Doobie Brothers
quick...
moved me back to high school in my cheerleading squad, because we did a whole presentation with.
I will tell you this, as it pertains to the Doobie Brothers in particular, and there are probably, oh.
Gather around the corner.
Five or six bands of that vintage that we have offers out on, including the Doobie Brothers. And I have actually been in conversation with the booking agent for Doobie Brothers trying to find a date. So there have been actual real conversations there.
So now here's the actual conversation. I would love to have you on my wish list, on my birthday wish list.
Mm.
And we've talked about it before, but I don't think you thought I was serious.
Mm.
And that is Casey. I want you to open that downtown floor, open that whole damn bottom floor, and Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That would be
and
fun.
And we disco mania all night long. And everybody can, the people don't want to dance,
that's
can sit and
cool.
watch. But,
that's
oh.
funny. Well, and that's.
Where is, I know they're out there trying
the,
all over the world.
No, that's real. I mean, that's super real. You know, it's just about like. I mean, honestly, the name of the game with getting these acts booked is, you know, how many tickets are they selling, you know, on average per show? And does it fit the venue? Does it fit the market? And if the numbers, if they fit, then we can make it happen. And so.
Cheap Trick was great.
Yeah, they were super fun.
Oh, my.
They really did actually put on a really good show.
They did a great. And I was impressed because we were looking it up, why they were performing. These guys were 66 to 72. People don't understand. the kind of stamina you must have when you're on stage for an hour and a half performance. There was no break.
Requires a tremendous amount of energy and vitality.
Vitality and and to be able to tour, which means you go to your bus.
That's rough. That can be a rough life.
And then you can like probably want to bitch at one of your teammates because of whatever you're tired.
Yeah.
But these guys really were in the game as if they were 20, 30. So it inspired me that just alone, mm-hmm. that it was a great show, all the hits, the history, and to think that that's like old friends getting together because they've been together for so many years.
Yeah.
And they look good. It wasn't like they were just, they brought it. They brought it.
It was the totally real deal.
It was the real deal. Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back because now we're going to go into the Billy Currington, who's like one of the fabulous country stars. He's still very prevalent today. But if you were a big fan of country in the 90s and 2000s, he's got the voice. We're going to be playing some of his music when we come back. He's going to be here September 28th. This is Linda Bott along with Nathan Parmalee. And we are live here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Only the lonely know the heartache I've been through.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call me up, Neil Maui, and get up.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this, where it next come from.
And that's Billy Currington. That's being played because he's going to be coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, September 28th. General admission is $55. But a lot of times people will drive to Reno or Tahoe to see a country act or just because they want to get away. Why not see somebody right here?
And it's worth mentioning that Billy Currington's actually in a really good spot in his career right now. He's selling a lot of tickets. I mean, the fact that we've actually got him in Reading again is really cool.
That is, and he's had 11 number one hits with 6 studio albums. He's legit. He's the real deal.
He'll be one of our biggest shows this year. It'll be a sellout. We're gonna have the open floor. People can dance.
Let's talk about your flooring plan. Yeah. This is what the Civic offers, because you can bring the seats all the way to the front, extract them. Tell us about your floor plans, and that's why the Reading Civic is becoming such a bigger.
I mean, part of the magic of the Reading Civic Auditorium was actually how it was designed, and that there was provision made for the seats to be in or the seats to be out. And so we actually have various configurations where we can have some of the seats in and some of them out. So my favorite configuration is actually where we have the open floor. So in essence, the floor right in front of the stage is completely open, and you can treat it kind of like a pit, and it provides people an opportunity to dance, to be closer to the stage. And then for all of the folks that might not want to dance, they can sit, because then we have the dress circle and all the balcony seats. And it's an even ratio of standing capacity to seated capacity. But what's one of the things that's so cool about it is it actually increases our capacity overall, which helps us financially afford bigger acts. And a lot of the bigger acts, the country, high-energy country artists as well as the high-energy rock acts, they actually require venues with GA pits.
Oh, wow.
So if we didn't have a GA pit or the capacity to produce one, we actually wouldn't have access to that artist. So, the folks that designed the Civic, all those years ago, they had no idea how smart they were.
And we talked at the break, and I think it's really important to share with our listeners here on first of all, thank you again for coming on and being here live, because it is the 28th of August, and we are, is it 29th?
It is the 29th.
29th, I'm sorry.
That's the second time you've done it, I adore you for it. Does the number really matter? It's Thursday. It's in the evening. It's a little warm, but it's all good.
And if you heard like a little bit of a, because we have the fan on in the studio, our air conditioning unit is out, and it might be that way for about a week or so. So we're just asking everyone to be super patient with us. But the point is that you were mentioning earlier, and I think this is interesting for our listeners to grasp.
Sure.
This,
absolutely.
That. I hate to think that people want to get energized, but let's say Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Well, I want to sit down.
Okay,
but you get your adrenaline, you get going. No, you don't want to sit down. You want to stand there right next to the stage.
Part of the genius of Cheap Trick and even ZZ Top as well, because actually both of those shows had the exact same floor plan, is we had an open GA floor right in front of the stage with a 500-person capacity. But the interesting part, it's just funny how we are as human beings and how we think and prioritize when we're in different spaces. Those tickets are typically actually the last ones to sell. However, on the evening of the show, that's where everyone wants to be. And we actually run into capacity issues where we actually have to block that off the evening of the show. And so I just want, to sort of, put into people's minds, when you're buying those tickets, think about the space that you're going to be in emotionally, mentally, psychologically when you're attending that show. You are there to have the time of your life. You are there to have the best night of your year. And when you get there, you're going to want to dance. Like, you're going to want to party. And so I just really encourage people to really view that space from that perspective.
Love it. Ron White. Now, is that all seating? There's not standing.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a comedian. That configuration is only with our music concerts.
Okay.
And only where it makes sense.
So Ron has been here a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing him back, which means he's popular.
Oh, yeah. Reading loves Ron White. And Ron White loves Reading. In fact, I don't call his agent. He calls me.
Oh, I love it. So that's October 10th at 8 p.m. The tickets are $42 to $52.
Super affordable.
What a play. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? And he sells out every time. So seriously, like, if you love Ron White, you actually really need to buy your tickets now because the show is already over half sold. I mean, we're probably way over half sold. So
I have actually never seen him live. I really would like to see this show.
Yeah.
He's naughty.
Oh, he is.
I like naughty.
Yeah.
And so I bet you when he's not having to be on television, he's even more naughty.
Oh, yeah. They all clean up for TV. That is not the live vibe. Not at all.
So, Ron White. All right. So, we know that you're bringing him back here again. Mark your calendar Sunday, October 10th, but get your tickets because he does sell out at the Reading Civic. And, again, tickets are $42 to $52.
That's super affordable.
You can go for two people to go to a show for under $100 and just really have a fun night of just seeing somebody who's a superstar.
Yeah, totally.
In the comedic
and
world.
There's nothing like laughing all night
No.
long. I mean, what a way to feel great.
Right, right. Okay, so now coming up in October 25th, what is Double Dare Live?
Oh, it is a crazy show. So it's the real deal. Do you know what Double Dare?
I want you to share.
It's a Nickelodeon. You know Nickelodeon, the network?
Yes, of course.
So it's actually their Nickelodeon's highest rated show on the entire network.
This is like kids and family.
And it's the live version of the actual show. Because a lot of your listeners are actually going to know. They're going to know Double Dare.
Right. So you might even. You might even get chosen to compete to win by answering brain-bending trivia questions, complete messy physical stunts, and even run the legendary obstacle course.
Oh yeah, it is a full. It's a full engagement, super fun show. So.
And hosted by Mark Summers, who's the original.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
It's
and those
be a fun
tickets
one.
Are $29 to $49. So this is a great
and
family.
That's another,
yes.
Yeah, and that's another space where in bringing in family programming, we really work to keep those ticket prices down.
Fantastic. Again, that's October 25th. As we progress, now remember, go to readingcivic.com and you're going to get notifications.
What you want to do is you want to hit the website on the bottom of every website page. Just scroll to the bottom. You're going to see a little spot where you can put your email address in, and you're going to want to put your email address in because that is actually the most reliable way to learn about all the shows coming up at the Civic. Get on our email list. And through those emails, we provide you with pre-sale access. So you have access to those tickets before the general public does. So you can grab those best seats or you can grab that spot on the dance floor.
So you know when it's confirmed and you're able to go through the agents and say, oh, now you can talk about it.
Yep.
Boom, it's dropped.
When we've announced. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you've got two or three of those coming up.
We do. Yeah, we have.
You can't tell me tonight. You can't tell our listeners tonight because you're bound by.
I can share the genres.
Okay.
So we have some rock coming up, some young contemporary rock, and then we also have country coming up.
Ooh.
That we'll be announcing.
Okay.
They'll all be hot sellers.
Now I want to also, before we take a break, thank Nathan because he's been on 3 days. 3 days of jury selection. And you haven't been selected yet. But they're going through all the questions of what it is. So
they're vetting the list.
But thank you for your civic duty.
Yeah, you bet.
It's been long, arduous days. Yeah. I've been involved with a day or two and I didn't quite fit the, whatever the attorneys were looking for.
Sure.
But the fact that you've been there you're going to have to go again tomorrow.
Well, actually, but we're getting a little break because of the holiday, but I do have to go back the middle of next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. So in the meantime, when you're trying to run a business, you've got the civic duty and everything goes on hold. So thank you for that. And I appreciate you coming on my show tonight, which is, our show. It's everybody's show. But, I really appreciate that you went right from
the courthouse
to come over here and be with me tonight. Okay, let's talk about Switchfoot. Should we take a break? Let's take a break, and we're going to come back and play some of Switchfoot. We're going to look it up and have Jared get some of that so you can hear who Switchfoot is. Once you hear the music, you'll be able to. They just released their 11th studio album called Native Tongue. They've had 6 number one hits. And they have Grammys. So we're going to come back. We're going to hear some Switchfoot. That's November 10th. And we're going to talk about some more of these great shows at the Civic. Only 15 minutes left. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio here on North State Live with Linda Bott.
A woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
It's alive!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Redding stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
School's out. Spend a day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Sing to me, baby, in your native tongue. Sing the words of the wise and the young. Show me the place where your words come from. Love is a language, love is your native tongue. Feel your heartbeat, bang the drum. Open up your eyes and fill your lungs. The same word from where the stars are flung.
Welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bott. We are live tonight, and we're listening to Switchfoot. We are here with Nathan Parmalee, who booked them. And they are going to be performing at the Reading Civic Auditorium November 10th.
Yep.
Tickets are 20 to 82. That's amazing. They just released their 11th studio album, Native Tongue, which is what we're listening a cut from that.
Yep.
6 number one hits, their Grammar Award. What are some of the songs, Nathan? And how about, Jared, look up, like, what would be their number one, some of the songs that they have that are, like, 6 number one hits. If you look up Switchfoot, we'll be able to wrap some of those off for you right now as you're looking those up. Just feel free to put that microphone in front of your face. I put you on the spot, Jared. Let's hear some of the tunes. I mean, just tell me what the names are as you're looking. Okay. We'll be back in a minute.
They have been here before. In fact, we had them here in 2017, and in fact, we did the open floor.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for their show, and it was amazing. They were awesome. I mean, Switchfoot is a super cool.
Well, yeah, when you figure there's 6 number one hits and they're Grammy, they won Grammys. I know there's songs that were not that's from their new release, so it's not quite made in our brain yet, you know, because it's brand new.
It's brand new.
Do you have the information up?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, man, I think I just lost it again.
All right, so we're going to come back to that.
We got Adding to the Noise, Afterlife, All or Nothing at All, Always, Amateur Lovers, American Dream, Ammunition, Amy's Song. I believe these are all in alphabetical order, so I don't know which ones are the hits. But.
All right. Okay.
They're
so
legit.
They're totally, when you've got like that kind of stuff. Anyway, so that's November 10th. Very good booking there that you got, Nathan.
Totally.
And coming up November 29th, the
price
excuse me,
right.
Did you hear me go?
Live.
The Price is Right Live.
Yeah, totally.
Has this gone onto public yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we put it on sale, couple weeks ago. I mean, it's completely blown
it's
up the box
office. Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super fun time. Family. It's a great thing to do with your family.
How wonderful.
Folks that are in town celebrating the holidays. It's legit. The last time, we've actually had The Price Is Right here before. They were here in 15, I believe it was. And it was a sellout. So it's definitely one of those things. And it's the real deal. It's Price Is Right Live on the road.
And you can come, when you have tickets, you can come 3 hours prior to the show and register to be a contestant.
Yep. And you can actually register to be a contestant even if you don't have a ticket.
Wow.
But in order to, know that you're going to be able to see the show, you definitely want to
oh, my gosh. How exciting. The Price Is Right. That's November 29th, 8 o'clock. Tickets
are giving away prizes.
$39 to $59. What an exciting time.
You can actually win stuff.
Okay. Now, remember, again, we're going to say this one more time. Keep your eyes open to readingcivic.com, where you have surprise bookings. They're going to be dropped
adding,
in.
We're always adding shows.
Dropped in the pockets that you may not even know. That's why you want to be on the mailing list.
Yeah.
So you know what's being dropped.
Totally. If you sign up for our email newsletter, at the bottom of any RedingCivic.com page, you are always going to be the first to know and have pre-sale access.
So thank you so much for we're going to go into December shows. We've got Cirque Dreams Holidays, which is December 8th, Natalie Grant and Danny Gokey, which is the Christmas tour, which is December 19th.
Yep.
They're award-winning artists as well. They're going to ring in the holiday season for the fourth year in a row as they co-build their popular Celebrate Christmas tour presented by Compassion International. So, again, just keep going to the website and finding it out. And Nathan, so this year you've been through so many things, the different acts that have come, and they gave money to the car fire and to the into the campfire and
totally.
And so many different things. So we're winding down at the end of summer.
Yeah.
And the beginning of, you know, fall is coming.
Yep.
Any information about what's different or what's new with the Reading Civic?
I mean, really what's new with the Civic is actually our strategy of booking shows. I am putting forth a very concerted effort at actually getting bigger acts to the room. You know, a lot of your listeners probably don't realize that acts are paid a fee to come and play venues. So we, because of all of the success that we've had over the last 5 years, we've actually been expanding our talent budgets, and we've been willing to grow in the financial risk that we're willing to take in order to bring bigger artists to the market and to the Reading Civic Auditorium. So I probably have 75 offers out on a wide variety of acts that people would be beside themselves to see live here in Reading.
And what people don't realize when you say, I have offers out, you know, it's not like you pick the phone up and say, hey, this is Nathan, when you book, you know, come in. There is such a process.
Totally.
Imagine you're a family. You know, you just don't get somebody knocking on the door and invite them in.
That's right.
To sit and break bread at your table.
You
you're always going to be.
Trust.
You may want to do that because you're, you know, Christian-like in your thought. You want to be able to,
sure.
I'm going to open my door and I'm going to let you come into my house. But you're still looking. So to be able to build a relationship with people takes years.
It does.
And it takes finesse.
It
takes a talent.
Yeah.
It takes someone like Nathan Parmalee who has great ambition, and ambition can be taken in different ways, but your ambition is to make it a success.
It's that whole space of under promise, over deliver. It's actually also about the quality of the experience the agent is having in the relational dynamic and the quality of the experience the artist and their team is having when they're playing in the market. So one of the things the Civic has done well is manage its team and the experience it's providing to the artist in a professional space. Folks are coming and having a great time. For example, Joe Coy, who was just here, comedian, sold out. He literally walked out of the building singing out loud, I love the Reading Civic Auditorium. I love the Reading Civic. That he was on fire, and the crowd was on fire, and everyone was having the time of their life, and he felt it. Everyone felt it. Like, that makes people want to come back because
right.
everybody wants to feel alive. So if we can create that environment, and if that venue, if our venue has that energy and we get that out there, like, it's like, why wouldn't they come?
Right. But you've worked very hard, and I've seen this. I've been here for 12 years.
We put
not a
lot of
time,
effort into it.
But I've watched since you've taken the helm of what you do in order to make the experience, not just the booking agent is very, very important. The stage manager is very, very important.
Everybody.
That, yeah, the whole
team.
Exactly. So they come in and they are all treated with, like, we are going to respect. You know, we've heard that the girls make the soup.
Yeah.
You know, you want chili? I'm going to make
your
chili.
Custom.
I mean, just
custom special chili.
Custom special things.
Sure.
That we don't see or hear about. So, we commend you. We think you're doing a great job. Love the shows all across the board, which you got coming up here.
Yeah.
Right, Nathan. And again, we encourage everybody, to go to RedingCivic.com and put your email in there. And We really appreciate you. Thank you for being with me live tonight.
I love hanging out with Linda.
This is North State Now with Linda Bott. And, of course, my guest has been Nathan Parmelee. Thank you, Jared, at the helm. We're going to say goodbye and good night now, and we'll see you next week. We've got a lot of good things coming up. I'll see you tomorrow or hear you tomorrow or tune in to our show tomorrow morning. I'll be here with Carl, and God only knows what guests we've got lined up. But thanks for being with us tonight.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.